Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com. RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Nausea and stomach pains for a couple of days now.
Mr. Strauss, I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but maybe you should avoid eating sushi from the Gas and Go.
It came free with the filler. What am I supposed to do? Just throw it away?
Yes. Yes, you are. Fortunately, though, your vitals are normal, so we'll check back with you in a little while.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on Radio SaintPete.com. My name is William Kuntz. Welcome back to the program. Busy week this week, man. I tell you, the news, it's just bad news, man. It's just another week of bad news. Specifically here in the Tampa Bay area, if you're a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, of course, our quarterback, our leader of this team, Jameis Winston, is preparing for suspension. It's been about 6 months since an allegation was received by the NFL and an investigation was opened. Uber driver in Arizona accused Jameis of grabbing her by her crotch as he got out of a vehicle. And I hate to say, I'm always dubious of these claims now because there's so many and I see so many that end up being fake. And then, you know, there's times where somebody gets awarded cash where no criminal charges are brought up, but cash is distributed. And you got to, in the back of your mind, just think, is this real? I don't know, man. He's got a sordid past, Mr. Winston. Came off an allegation at Florida State University where he was accused of, well, rape. And I heard her story. I think it was on 60 Minutes. And it was believable to me. It seemed reasonable. And I'd heard that she dropped those charges and maybe she was pressured to do so by the Tallahassee Police Department. And I also heard her story changed a bunch. And whatever happened at that point. And then she sued him in civil court and won money from him. And that was kind of it. That was it. And when Jameis Winston got to Tampa, he said, listen, I understand, you know, the allegations that were brought against me. But I'm going to ask that you judge me on my actions from now on. I'm asking you for a clean slate. And that's what he got. You never shake that stigma, though. I mean, when you think about Ben Roethlisberger for the Steelers, he had that allegation against him that was, I don't know, disappeared. I don't know if the same thing happened. I don't know. It's just, but when I think about Ben Roethlisberger, you know, maybe I'm wrong. I think about that incident, even though he was innocent, I guess. Was he? I don't know. 813-693-2124 is a number here. You can tell me what you think about Jameson. What do you do going forward at this point? How do you reconcile the allegations, the punishment that's about to be levied? As the time I'm recording this podcast, it's supposedly a 3-day suspension, but it has not yet been fully, you know, made public at that point. Could be more, probably not less, from my understanding. Tom Jones, the Tampa Bay Times columnist, sports columnist, said, let's cut ties with Jameis. Cut him, release him, trade him, do whatever you have to do. He is bad news. We don't want him on our team. He's got too much baggage. And I don't know anymore. And people were really upset with Tom. We talked about it on the Johnny B show last week. You know, Johnny's a huge Bucks fan, and he was coming to the defense of Jameis here. It's just so hard to know because the allegation initially was that there was other people in the car at that point, but then it came to light late last week, that there were people in a car, but Jameis was drinking unruly. They put him in an Uber, and he was alone with this lady in an Uber for a period of time, and so they don't know. Nobody knows kind of what happened at that point because he was alone. So it's just, man, I mean, how do you reconcile these things? We gave him, you know, he knew that any sort of hiccup that this was going to come up and it's going to hurt him. It's going to be hard for people to believe him. If it's a second time, I mean, my goodness. I want these men that do this type of stuff, that act inappropriately like this, I want them in jail, man. And when I see them getting paid off, to me, it's just like, you're a prostitute if you're not, you know, going after them legally. If you're receiving money for an action, a sex act that was unwillfully performed on you, you're a prostitute. I want these men thrown in jail that have done this. And this Uber driver is not, as of right now, not suing him in civil court for any monetary damages. She just reported the incident to Uber. Uber suspended his account. There was rumors that he didn't report this to the team, and that was what kind of brought this whole thing upon him, the suspension. But that, as far as I understand, that's not really the case. He doesn't have to report stuff like that, I guess, from my understanding. But yeah, Tom Jones is saying, let's get rid of this guy, man. He's just not working out. He's cost it. I mean, not only is Jameis hurting himself, he's losing, I think, $130,000 in salary during this suspension. He's coming up on the fifth year of his contract, which is the payday year. That's the year you get paid, man. You're talking $20 million a year from this point on if you're a franchise quarterback in the NFL. You get your few years to kind of shake the rust off, you know, you deliver, become a pro athlete, you know, from college, you make the transition from college to the pro game, you have that 4 years to kind of get loose and become that quarterback that the reason why the Bucks drafted him number one a few years back. But now not only is he putting himself at risk here for getting that fifth year, he's putting people's jobs at risk. He's putting those coaches' jobs at risk. Dirk Cutter barely made it through, I think, as for being coach of this team here in Tampa. Barely, by the skin of his teeth, made it through. But if he doesn't perform this year, if they don't have a winning record, if they don't sniff the playoffs at the very least, he's gone, man. There's no way that they can keep Dirk Cutter and his staff on at this point. The Bucks have just gone coach after coach after coach for years and years and years. It's been 10 years since the Bucks were in the playoffs. So this was a big year. This is a do-or-die year. And putting your team in jeopardy like that because you have something wrong with you, I guess, you have no impulse control, you're a bad drunk, then don't drink. He was in Arizona at a camp, Kurt Warner's quarterback camp for kids. He's done a lot of great things here in the Tampa Bay area. He's got a foundation that supplies technological equipment to classrooms. And that's good, you know, and he seems to be, whenever you see an interview with him, he seems to be a humble, nice kid, and you want to root for him. But these people that blindly defend this guy, or blindly convict this guy, too, I mean, this is one of those he said, she said type of incidents that it's tough, man. I don't know. But Tom Jones says get rid of him. Now there's somebody else that came out earlier this week. There's something wrong with Jameis Winston, says Keyshawn Johnson. Keyshawn Johnson. he's kind of an ass, right, in his earlier days. But he's, you know, older now. He's out of the league, and he played here in Tampa and had some very successful years in Tampa. This is from the New York Post. Jameis Winston's friend may have his back, but former Buccaneers receiver Keyshawn Johnson is raising an eyebrow. Addressing the Tampa Bay quarterback who was accused of groping a female Uber driver, Johnson, who played four seasons with the Buccaneers from 2000 to 2003, alleged Winston's troubles are internally rooted. When I saw Winston, I thought, man, you just can't stay out of trouble. And there's something. I'm not a doctor, nor do I plan on being a doctor, but there's something wrong with you, Johnson said on the Los Angeles-based KSPN AM 710 per JoeBucksFan.com. If this is in fact true, in fact, you keep coming up with this type of sexual behavior problems towards women, there's something wrong with you mentally. I don't care what anyone says. There's something wrong. An Uber driver claimed a 24-year-old quarterback reached over and grabbed my crotch, in quotes, during the alleged incident in March 2016, according to the BuzzFeed report. Winston's camp is reportedly expecting a 3-game suspension. Winston's behavior came under fire prior to the Buccaneers selecting him first overall in the 2015 draft. The Heisman winner was accused of rape by a fellow Florida State student in 2012. A lawsuit filed by the accuser was later settled out of court. Winston was also accused of stealing soda from a Burger King in July 2013. Who hasn't done that? You get a water cup, you put a little soda in it, big deal. He was cited for the following April for shoplifting crab legs from a Tallahassee Publix in a store. That, too, I think was kind of just a fan. A guy worked there and then said, just take them, dude. Go ahead. You know, you're a star quarterback. It's fine. But those other two are big deals. And it's something that we have to, are we willing to put our, you know, I guess it does kind of, you just don't want a guy in a leadership position like that of a sports team that's, I don't know, you're kind of a, even though you're just a dumb guy who throws a ball, you're a leader, you know, in the community. You become a high-profile figure. And do we want something like somebody like this that's having these problems in that role, in that position, talking to kids? Is he a role model? Let me know what you think. 813-693-2124 is the phone number here. Let me know, what do you think about Jameis? I got some new decals today, by the way. They're really cool. They're just, you know, little tiny clear stickers that roll on. And, of course, I still have the podcast tie-dye one stickers, too. If you want some, let me know. Shout at me, thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com, and I'll be happy to send you some. Also, I want to say thank you very much to Tap House 61. That's right, taphouse61.com, your one-stop place to get beers in St. Pete. Whenever I'm going out to get a beer and I don't want to mess with downtown and go through the hassle of just ignorance and calamity and villainy, I go a little bit uptown, 2061 Central Avenue. I go into Tap House 61. It's always filled with fine folks, knowledgeable bartenders, and good food. Trivia Wednesday nights. Get you some. Taphouse61.com. Tell them I sent you, and they'll say, all right, very good. What would you like to drink?
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
As our political discourse just continues to just disintegrate into absolute nothing and chaos, now they've just gone after, you know, people who like Trump. If you there was a stories after the election that, geez, if you're wearing a Make America Great Again hat, people were punching you, and people, and Trump people were beating people up, and but now, after White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders and her family were kicked out of a Virginia restaurant Warriors on Friday evening, last Friday evening, the owner of the establishment followed the group and kept berating them. Mike Huckabee Sanders' father and former Arkansas governor told Fox Business last Monday. In fact, a little-known part of the story is that after Sarah and her husband left the family, relocated to a restaurant across the street, the owner of the Red Hen then organized an effort to go and scream at them from the sidewalk of the other restaurant. Huckabee claimed in an interview with the Intelligence Report with Tresh Reagan. Finally, one of Sarah's in-laws, who happens to be very liberal, it's her brother-in-law, and her brother-in-law went out down the street and said, "Look, Sarah's already left. She didn't stay for obvious reasons." And they all kind of packed it in. I'm not a huge fan of confrontation, Wilkinson told the Post. I have a business, and I want to business to thrive. But she went on to say, this feels like a moment for our democracy when people have to take uncomfortable actions and decisions to uphold their morals. This lady ended up having to resign from the board. I guess the restaurant has a board or something, or ownership group. So they had to, she quit from this whole thing. And Maxine Waters, old Auntie Maxine, called on people to do this more. That's right. I have some audio from this. She held some sort of weird rally in the middle of the street and was chatting it up with people and encouraging people to do this more. Let's see if I can find it here. I had it pulled up.
We're not afraid of John Kelly. We're not afraid of your administration. And while you think you have gotten away with everything that you have done, we are going to show you that you haven't gotten away with anything. We want the children back. We want them connected to their parents. We want it done now. We're going to insist on it. If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
So this was, I guess she was kind of protesting the immigration thing that went on last week where children were being separated. People who were entering the country illegally, their children were separated and put in two camps. Now that sounds bad, but places with, you know, air conditioning and stuff, and why their parents were being processed for some sort of criminal charges, I guess. You can't take your kids to jail. Would you rather them be in the jail? I don't know. That's the thing. I much prefer when the opposing side just says, yeah, we want open borders or something. You go, oh, okay, well, all right. I don't agree with that or whatever. Then you can kind of take a stance. But they just say, we don't want this. But they don't have any what they do want. They don't really say what they do want. They just don't like this.
Already, you have members of your cabinet that have been booed out of restaurants. Who have protesters taking up at their house. Who's saying no peace, no sleep. No peace, no sleep. And guess what? We're going to win this battle because while you try and quote the Bible, Jeff Sessions and others, you really don't know the Bible. God is on our side.
Boy, that's a big truth claim, isn't it? God is on your side?
On the side of the children. On the side of what's right. On the side of what's honorable. On the side of understanding that if we can't protect the children, we can't protect anybody. And so, let's stay the course. Let's make sure we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere. We've got to get the children connected to their parents. The children are suffering. We don't know if the shock that they're going through can...
And she kind of just goes on like that. Some people said this was a call to violence, you know, to assault... It sounds like it's a call to be a pain in the friggin' behind more than anything. Just annoy them. Pam Bondi got shouted at. She was at the Tampa Theater, our attorney general here in the great state of Florida. She was at the Mr. Rogers documentary, which I hear was awesome, by the way. Got to go check that out. And some lady just started screaming about how she's taking health care away from people and blah, blah, blah. Liar, you're a liar. That's a big thing, too. Everybody's a liar. Trump says everybody's lying. Trump's lying. You're lying. It's not a lie. It's just a position that people have that disagree with yours. It's not a lie on, you know, some of this stuff. If it's a policy position, it's not It's just a position. It's not a lie. And they keep calling it a lie. Everybody's a liar, liar, liar. It's just one of those ad hominem attacks that it's so easy to kind of sway people that way. You pull at people's heartstrings. Most people are compassionate and nice and caring and loving people, the overwhelming majority. So when you do this and call these other people evil like this, and, you know, well, geez, are they? I don't know. But you don't understand that, you know, these people, they disagree with you. That's all it is. It's just a policy position that they have. And they're shared by about 50% of the general population here in this country. One out of two. If you're standing next to somebody, they probably disagree with you if you were just to randomly sort people together. I mean, we have to be nicer to each other, folks. We're not liars. You're not, you know, you're not evil. You just have a different way of getting to the same place. Everybody wants clean air and water. My mother thinks that companies are intentionally polluting the planet, she told me, because so then they can charge for air and water. But that just doesn't make sense because they would have to live in this world too. Everybody wants clean air and water, even Republicans, even people who are slashing the EPA. Yes, I know it's counterintuitive. Everybody wants children to be safe. Nobody wants children to be murdered in schools. Yes, I know that guns kill people, but guns also save people. It's counterintuitive thinking, people, some of this stuff. I know you disagree. That's fine. We could talk about it. You could vote for who you want, whatever moron you want to go in there and who says the right things to you, and you can hope that they do the right thing, and maybe they're right, you know, 40% of the time, and it'll get something done for you. Probably not, but maybe. But to say these people are lying or evil, this is getting out of hand, man. This is really, really just off the mark. And it's bleeding into, I mean, culture now. Nick DiPaolo is a great comedian. He's a right-wing comedian. He had a show on Sirius XM. He was recently fired for a tweet. He sent out a tweet. It was perhaps in poor taste, where he said that if any shooters want to go into the, sociology departments of liberal universities, and yeah, maybe it was in poor taste, but did he deserve to get fired for that? He is a comedian. He took a risk at a joke that he thought was funny, so he tweeted it, and, you know, they canned him for it. So I think this was a few weeks ago now. DiPaolo tweeted a photo of a big bad bruise on his left eye, which was black and blue and all sorts of colors. This is from theinterrobang.com. The only caption DiPaolo tweeted was, "When feminists attack." We thought he might have been joking around about being hit in the face, but Nick was not, and only confirmed that he was hit by a woman who disagreed with him politically. He said he was hit by someone who came to a show Saturday night. Nick called in a Sirius XM's Bennington show earlier that day and told hosts Ron and Gail that he was performing at the Levity Live in West Nyack Sunday night, and that's where he got hit. The show went great, DiPaolo said, and after he left the stage, he went into the green room for a short break, and he came out to take some pictures with some fans. That's when a guy came over to him and told him that he loved his show, adding, "But my daughter wants to punch you in the face." It was at that moment when the man's daughter sucker-punched DiPaolo, hitting him right below his left eye. "He didn't even finish the word face, and she sucker-punched me," Nick told the Benningtons. Nick did nothing in response, but asked the guy whether this had been a setup. He did call the police to have a report of the incident made. He described the woman who hit him looking like the poster girl for Occupy Wall Street and a self-righteous little twat, and said since the world doesn't allow him to hit back, he'll take it to court. This is the thing, too. I think that lady would have rathered him just hit her back. Because I heard that she just kind of, like, stayed at the bar and, like, went and got a drink and stuff after she just punched a guy in the face for disagreeing with him politically over jokes that he had just done. It's unreal, man. They have no repercussions to this. Nick also appeared on the Mike Calta show, heard right here in Tampa Bay, 102.5 The Bone, and you can listen to the call below. If you want to check that out, go to theinterrobang.com if you want to hear Mike's interview with Nick. But he said back in the day when he was drunk, he would have punched her back. Instead, he went to the police station and says He plans to sue her. Her father told him that she has emotional problems, but Nick wasn't... But that's not an excuse, by the way. He wasn't buying the excuses. His words will be damning in court. He said, "You knew she had emotional problems. You said she wants to punch you in the face, and you brought her over. It's funny, I've been doing comedy in New York every night for 20 years. Nothing happens, but then I go to a suburban mall and get punched in the face." DePaulo's comedy can be divisive. He took some heat for a show he did in Boston with Wanda Sykes in 2016, but he's also one of the funniest comedians in the country. Nick has been touring the Northeast with the Nick Is Right tour until recently. He had a show on Sirius XM, and it was canceled over a poorly worded tweet. Nick is currently in the process of building out a studio so he can continue the Nick DePaulo show as a podcast, as he should. Nick, Godspeed. Pods are the wave of the future, man. It's only a matter of time. This kind of reminds me, too, we talked about crazy girls, crazy girlfriend stories and such a few weeks ago. We had a call. I got a voicemail from Mike with the St. Pete Fight Club. Mike, send me info about this St. Pete Fight Club, would you? Because it sounds awesome. I'm kind of a pussy, borderline, and I need to get tougher. So maybe I need to get... It's been probably 15 years since I've been punched in the face, so maybe it's time. So send me some info on that, would you? HMBradio.com. Hit the contact section or call this number or whatever. Leave me some info. Let's listen to Mike. Mike has a crazy girlfriend story.
Hey, what's up, Homemade Broadcast? This is Mike with the St. Pete Pipe Club. Just want to say I'm a big fan. Been listening for like a year. I have a crazy lady story. I used to date this chick, and we went to this like Jameson club event where they had this really cool Bee Gees metal band and stuff, and it was like all kinds of free Jameson and everything. Well, her and I have been dating for about 2 years at that point, and you know, she was a little nutty, and I don't know what it is about, like, nutty chicks, but they're, like, really good in the sack. They're always the best, and unfortunately, they're the ones you can't date. You just can't date them. But we had a crazy night drinking Jameson, and then somehow we got into an argument, and there were, like, people waiting in line for this club. This was at the Honey Pot, and then some other club next door, people were waiting in line, and she, like, for the first time ever started, like, hitting me in front of everybody, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? I'm like, we are not this couple right now. And then, basically, that escalated. I lived in Ybor at the time, so we walked back to my apartment, and it basically escalated to her destroying my bedroom. I had this really cool George Carlin poster that I got from his concert that she ripped to shreds. So then I basically, like you said, you can't hit a woman. She was getting, like, super crazy, and I suspect there were some other substances probably now, but she, basically I had to remove her from the apartment and basically, like, throw her the fuck out, at which point I hear a brick or a rock, I can't remember, go through my bedroom window, so that was cool, too. So, yeah, that was a fun, crazy night. But, hey, man, I really enjoy the show, and keep it up.
Thank you, Mike. Great call. Appreciate that, man. If anybody else has any good, crazy ex-girlfriend stories... Like I said, crazy boyfriend stories too, but those usually end up being more scary than kind of funny and entertaining. So if you got any crazy ex stories, leave a voicemail, 813-693-2124. If you have a crazy lady in your life and you want to, like, you know, impress her and try to make her not crazy anymore, why don't you take her to Truvy Salon and Spa? That's right, TruvySalonAndSpa.com, 8908 4th Street North. Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. The best place to go to give your lady a nice haircut and style and, like, get her nails painted and get poison shot into her face to take out the wrinkles, those crazy smile lines she gets and she just stares at you, and those crow's feet around her eyes when she's just mad at you or trying to smile and keep it together in public till she can go home and throw a brick through your window and tear up your fancy George Carlin poster you just got? Jesus. Truvy Salon and Spa. Make your appointment today. Truvy, T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCPete.com.
All right, listen, if you have not, please go subscribe to HMB Radio Tampa Bay on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. Just put in HMB Radio Tampa Bay, leave a 5-star review. That would be fantastic. It really helps us a lot. It takes literally 1 minute, maybe, of your time. And I appreciate that minute, by the way. I know your time is valuable, and I appreciate you donating it to this podcast. And I'm glad that you, you know, start your week early in the week with this podcast. Tell a friend. Go like the Facebook page at HMB Radio. Go like Radio St. Pete's at Radio St. Pete. Go like Stay Woke that I'm on with Anna Hummel at midnight on 102.5 The Bone here. If you can't stay up that late, hey, I don't blame you. You got a life. I wish I did. Someday I will, hopefully. But if you want to listen to that show and check it out, check out the 102.5 The Bone app, because then you can listen. The whole show's on replay for 24 hours of previous show, so you can jump on, press play on the app, and listen to all the other Bone shows. Same thing with Radio St. Pete. You can listen on TuneIn and listen to all the stuff on demand at TampaBayPodcast.com. There's so many ways to listen. I appreciate your support and time. Leave a voicemail, 813-693-2124. Crazy lady stories I want the funniest thing that you've ever been a part of or it's ever happened to you. Leave a voicemail over there, text message, whatever you want. If you want to email me, thehomemadebroadcast@radiostpete.com. I still got those stickers, the brand new decals. Mike, let me send you some stickers, man. Hit me up with an address. I'll put some in the mail for you. And, you know, I appreciate you taking the time, man. I'm just humbled and honored to do so. This has been the Homemade Broadcast here on Radio St. Pete. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned, because Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up after this here show, and then that's followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcast, man, I sure do appreciate it. Check out homemadepodcasts2.com. If you're interested in starting a podcast, if you're a business and wants to reach potential clients, they're doing some podcasting, or existing clients, to keep them updated on your product. Or you're just a person who wants to, you know, give a crack at broadcasting. I can help you with equipment, with getting started, with RSS feeds. There's a lot that goes into it. I know it can get challenging. So I've been through this. I know what to do. Give me a shout. HomemadePodcasts.com. Check that out. What else didn't I get to? I think that's it, right? It's too late now anyways. It's time to leave. It's time to go. My name is Will Koontz. This has been the Homemade Broadcast. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Talk to you next week.
Have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.